If you were listening with us last week, you may remember we spoke with a member of Michigan's Capitol Commission about considering rules about guns at the Capitol. That consideration came after the coronavirus shutdown protests resulted in militia members and others bringing high-powered rifles to the Capitol. A number of lawmakers found the gesture disturbing. The commission met today in a public Zoom meeting to discuss possible responses. Here with us is Rick Pluta, Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Hi, Rick.
Hi, April.
So the question at hand today was whether the commission, which has jurisdiction over Capitol grounds and their maintenance, has latitude to decide in what manner people can come and protest there. What did they decide?
They punted.
So what does not making a decision mean in this context?
In this context, it means that the status quo prevails, that the open carry of firearms is still allowed around the state capitol and in the state capitol when the building is open. And we will see what the commission decides based on the recommendations that it gets in the future. They're looking for advice from the attorneys for the House and the Senate, the attorneys from the legislative branch. That means Governor Whitmer and Attorney General Dana Nessel and, well, whoever else they decide to consult on this issue.
There was some discrepancy between the Attorney General's opinion on this matter and that of the commission's legal counsel. Can you outline the difference of opinion?
Oh, sure. That the Attorney General, first in an informal letter to the Michigan Capitol Commission, which we should point out has jurisdiction over public areas of what's called the Capitol Mall, which is the grounds outside the halls and the rotunda. And the Attorney General said that the commission does have the authority to banish the open carry of firearms from the state capitol. And the reason for that is that Michigan's open carry law is supposed to basically control the actions of local governments. And Attorney General Nessel says, well, the Capitol Commission is not a local government. Now, the attorney for the Capitol Commission said otherwise. The attorney said that, well, even though the commission is not a local government, it is still ruled by the firearm preemption, the firearm ordinance preemption law. And so that's where things stand. And so what the commission did, and it was by unanimous vote, 6-0, voted to create a subcommittee, a work group, to check with their attorneys, with the attorney general, and find a way to perhaps harmonize these opinions or perhaps not, and come up with just an idea of what the commission is allowed to do vis-a-vis the open carry of firearms.
Did members of the commission have many comments on this dilemma before them?
Yeah, there was actually a lot of discussion that there was general agreement that the behavior of the demonstrators who openly carried at the state capitol was disturbing and not responsible. But there were disagreements, as you know, you just heard, over how far the commission is allowed to go in terms of banning firearms, the open carry of firearms, which is allowed under Michigan law. And it was whether the commission could do it on its own or whether the legislature would have to change the law and have that change approved by the governor.
Rick, has there been any reaction to the commission even considering this ban, the fact that they're willing to take up the question?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That there's been a lot of reaction, emotional, ardent on both sides of the issue of guns. Now because I'm self-quarantined like everyone else, I've been following it on social media. But yeah, people who are generally in favor of stricter firearms rules are appalled that the commission punted, and actually. So are people who are on the opposite side of the question that everyone is seeing kind of a conspiracy here.
Yeah. Was there public comment during today's proceedings at all?
There was a lot of online comment, but there wasn't testimony in the way that one would typically see in public meetings, because this was a Zoom meeting that didn't have the capacity to do that. As a matter of fact, at one point, the Zoom meeting was essentially shut down because so many people logged in to try and just keep track of the proceedings.
Wow. Well, there are more protests lined up amongst some groups and people who are displeased with the governor's stay-at-home orders. Is anyone at the Capitol worried about what the next couple of weeks may bring?
There are a lot of people at the Capitol who are worried that, we've seen statements from Democratic legislators saying that it's irresponsible to wait any longer on taking action regarding guns in the Capitol and around the Capitol. The Attorney General, Dana Nessel, said that the commission not only has the right to limit the open carry of firearms at the Capitol, but it has a responsibility to do so, not just during the COVID crisis, but also later on when, that there are thousands of visitors to the building every year. And when school is in session, very often that includes busloads of kids.
Yeah. So the commission has agreed that there's going to be a study group. What are the next steps in this process?
There is no time determination on when that group is supposed to make recommendations, and so we don't really know exactly when to expect anything. And that's kind of where things stand right now, that there's supposed to be a recommendation at an indeterminate time.
Rick Pluta is Capitol Bureau Chief for Michigan's public radio stations. Thanks very much, Rick.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Just a reminder that if you missed our discussion last week of the Capitol and protests and open carry, you can find us at our website or in our podcast feed.